Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. This episode, I want to talk about GitLab releases. So this episode, I normally don't talk about releases too often. It's only when there's something really big and important. And I think this one is one of those big and important things. And that's GitLab 8.11 was released, and this was released on the 22nd of August. And this is covering everything from their standalone version that you put on your own software, so your own servers and things like that, to the community edition, which you can just go to at gitlab.com, or the enterprise edition versions of GitLab. So there's some pretty major features here, and I think they're really giving GitHub a dig, and I think there's a lot of features that really make GitLab much nicer of an option than GitHub, and these really cement that. It seems like they're really trying to focus on making the whole project management side of things a lot better, which is something that GitHub doesn't do very well, and I think they've done a pretty good job here. So the first one that they created here is Issue Board. Now, essentially think of Trello, but a slightly slimmed down version of Trello per project. So it gives you that Kanban or Kanban board, or a Scrum board, whatever you want to call them. It allows you to integrate directly with issues. So every time you create a card, that is an issue, and you can move that from a list, say by default, I think it's backlog and then done, but you can add as many lists as you want, and you can move your issues through different things, add labels, all that kind of stuff. So it's nice. So it really just takes issues and turns it into this Kanban board style view, and allows you to then move things around. And this is really nice if you have, say, project managers, instead of having to go off, or maybe admins or something like that, who want to report bugs and things, being able to have this kind of view is really nice. And a lot of companies that I see, including the one I work for, we have Trello, and we run everything through Trello because it's just too hard to get people onto GitHub as well as onto project management. It's too tricky to get everything working, and they've kind of merged these two things here in GitLab, and it makes it very easy. So everyone can use this. It's a very simple interface. There's no code. There's nothing scary. It's very much just your standard Kanban board or Kanban board, and it works really well. So I think this is something that's really needed, and it's fantastic. You can customize it to your needs. Brilliant, brilliant feature there. The next one, which I think this is a huge feature, really. It seems pretty simple, but it is pretty massive, and that's merge conflict resolution. How many times do you have there might be a few PRs open, or in GitLab's instance, they call them merge requests, so MRs. And what happens is some branch gets merged in, next thing you've got merge conflicts, and it's like, oh, you have to do this whole dance of, you know, pulling like the main branch down, making sure that's up to date, then rebasing your branch, pushing it up to resolve those conflicts. You might have to wait for a build again, all that kind of stuff. This allows it to be done all in the browser. So you can literally go to an interface, you just go and view all your conflicts, and then you can just go use theirs, use ours, and step through, and it just through the UI, stepping through, choosing what is required, and then it'll just do its normal thing, and you can then merge that request in. So that is a huge time saver, and it really gets rid of some of those pain points. Now, this is the only enterprise edition feature that's come out into GitLab, and that is branch permissions for users. And this allows you to set various permissions for role or for users. So you might have roles of like all the developers, or maybe you just want a couple people, and say you might have master branch, you only want like say two people to be able to merge into master. You can set those permissions there, stuff like that, which is quite nice. And you can still do all your role stuff, where I'm pretty sure you can expire access to things, so you can still do that. So up until a certain day, you can allow users to do X, Y, and Z, and then after a certain day, it kicks them out. So that's quite nice. Resolve discussions in merge requests. Now, this is something that I'm a pretty big fan of, because there's a lot of times when in your pull request or merge request where a discussion might happen to might be happening about a bit of code, and then the merge request or pull request gets merged in, and you don't know if something was actually resolved or not. It's just like, okay, cool, because conversation could have happened elsewhere. It's nice to be able to say, okay, yes, this discussion was resolved, it's fine, you don't have to worry about it, it's been talked about, it's been decided on. That is really nice. So being able to simply add a reply and click resolve discussion, boom, fantastic. I think that's a really nice feature there. To save save your headaches if you end up going back to a PRO, if you're just following it and you want to know what's going on. The next is pipelines graph. So pipelines in GitLab can be complex structures, and they can have many sequential and parallel builds. And to make that easier, you can now view a graph of a single pipeline and its status. So that's really nice. They're giving a very nice overview and seeing where things are at. More of a management thing, but a really nice one to have there as well. Now, another big feature is issue and MR templates, so your merge request templates. This is really handy and something that I don't believe GitHub does, and that is allowing you to choose a template as to your issue that's being posted. So there might be a bug or a feature, a security issue, something like that. Having these templates allows better issue creation, and this is nice from a management perspective. So if you're a developer, you want to have a good bug report, for example, and making sure that certain questions are answered is really important and is really handy for you to be able to solve the problem as best as possible. And if you then take it from the management or the person who's lodging the issues point of view, they don't have to think about, oh, what do I have to put into a bug log, and boom, this just does it all for you. So essentially, you click the button, it'll fill out all the template, then you just answer the questions as you need be. And this provides a better and a more structured approach to getting detailed bug reports or whatever. I'm just using bugs as an example. So it's really nice to have that there, and it just makes your world a lot better place. So fantastic there. Next is slash commands, something we're all used to now because of HipChat, Slack, and all those kind of clients. It basically just gives you those slash commands to work with issues or pull requests and stuff like that. So you can add labels, add milestones, add due dates, all that kind of stuff just from slash commands. Just makes it a little bit quicker for anyone who is a keyboard warrior. The next is coding integration. And I'm not talking about your normal coding. I'm talking about coding with a K. So coding's an online service that gives you a development environment, essentially, quote unquote, in the cloud. And it allows you to share it with your team. And you can even use your local editor. So it's nice that they've added that in there. It's very simple to set up. And you can be, say, editing that application or that repo in an actual online environment and playing around with things. Nice little integration that they've got there. There's pipelines in merge requests, so now you can see your pipelines in merge requests. Really nice to have there. And this one, following on from that, is the deployment status in merge requests. So it's nice to see that, you know, CI pass and that kind of stuff, but it's also nice to see that it got deployed, and maybe that got deployed to production or staging or something like that. That's also in there. They've also added a pipelines webhooks. Pipeline webhooks, so that essentially will give you or will fire off whenever a pipeline is created or is running or if it's finished. Really nice there. It's kind of a little bit fire hosey, which is nice to have. And then in their code highlighting and collapsing, brilliant. To have this kind of stuff in the editor is really handy if you want to make some changes and you need to hide some stuff away. And also just code highlighting makes things easier to read. I think this stuff should have been there a lot earlier, but hey, yeah, it's essentially an open source project. It's good to see that it's finally there. There's a lot going on with the project. Fantastic work. Another one which is really handy is merge request links when pushing. So when you do a push, you'll now see a link to quickly create a merge request and any related merge request when you push to GitLab. So if there already is a merge request when you push to a branch, you can just click a link in your terminal and that will open up that page. Or you can click another link and actually create a new merge request or prompt you to create a new merge request. So that's really nice as well. The next is coverage badges. So GitLab can now generate a nice looking coverage badge. So you need to easily show off the coverage for your project. They're always nice to have those. Next thing is your expiration dates on memberships, which I briefly touched on before. So when giving a user access to a project or when sharing a project with a group, you can now limit that access to a certain date, setting an expiration date. After that date, the user or group will no longer have access to the project. So that's nice there. Actually, there was another Enterprise Edition feature, is move projects between shards. So you can now move projects between shards with a rake command. Nice and simple there. It's not something you do all the time, but it's just a convenience feature. There's been various performance updates. You can dig into all of them. ton of other improvements and some minor other little features. Fantastic work what they've done there. I think it's a pretty big one. I'd recommend checking out the list because there are a lot of changes in regards if you're running your own. But really, really impressive to see what GitLab's doing, and it's really making a lot of the right moves, I think, at the right time. So hats off to everyone at GitLab who's made this release and brought some more of the Enterprise Edition features into the community. There's some fantastic work there. Amazing software. I'm running a lot of my own personal stuff on GitLab these days as opposed to GitHub. Really enjoying it. Really, really, really enjoying that one. But anyway, I'd love to know your thoughts. Are you a GitLab user or are you a GitHub user? What do you think about these releases? What are your thoughts? I'd love to know. You can send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter, or you can leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode, or you can even send an email through to codacatchup@gmail.com. And before I go, I just want to say I'm holding an event here on the Gold Coast, CodePen 2016, sponsored by Media Temple. If you want to come along, it's on the 15th of September at Whatso Coworking Space. There's free food, free drinks. Come along, it'll be a great night. Talk all things CodePen and all things front end. I'd love to see you there. So if you're on the Gold Coast here in Australia, make sure you get there. There's an invite link in the show notes too, so you can reserve your spot rather. And just make sure that we've got enough food for everyone and things like that. But anyway, that's essentially it, and we'll catch you in the next episode.